Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola joins the show, his best bets for Week 12 in the NFL. And 40 minutes from now, our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Bills and the Texans on Thursday Night Football from Houston. That's coming up in 40 minutes, and we will take your submissions as well in the YouTube chat, in the Twitch chat, on Twitter, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. Your best bet for the Bills and the Texans tonight. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. Poorly. But joining us right now to kick off the Power Hour is our good pal, NBC Sports betting analyst. I gotta tell you, man, the stand-up the other night for the NBA, you had like the all-black suit on. I think he's like tall, he's thin, he looks good. Our friend Jay Croucher, at Croucher, I gotta tell, like, the NBA stand-ups might be better than the NFL stand-ups.
Oh, I appreciate that, Nick. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I feel very misplaced standing 3 yards away from Maria Taylor and Carmelo Anthony and Tracy McGrady talking about my little Josh Giddey props and stuff, but it is, it's a lot of fun and a big buzz.
Love it. Do you have a best bet for us, my friends? We'll get to awards. We'll get to the Heisman Trophy in a second. But a best bet, a side total, or a prop coming up for Week 12 in the NFL?
Yeah, I'll give you Derrick Henry over 85.5 rushing yards. Henry last year is routinely set 10 yards higher than this. And I think that the market is maybe a little bit slow to catch on that Henry is getting last year's usage again. He is breaking long runs again, broke the 59-yarder last week against the Browns. Past 5 weeks, Henry's averaging 98 rushing yards per game. He has gotten at least 18 carries in each of the past 5 weeks. And that is the main thing, because now he is a almost 2-touchdown favorite against the Jets. The Jets' rush defense has been surprisingly good the past 2 weeks without Quinn and Williams. I think that says more about the opposing rushing attacks that they were going up against. Quinshon Judkins, who has one of the worst offensive lines in the league in terms of run blocking, and then a Patriots offensive line that isn't that imposing either. Trayvon Henderson got into the end zone multiple times, wasn't super efficient. I think that Henry will be much more efficient. I think the Jets will finally feel the absence of Quinn and Williams, who is one of, if not the most, impactful run defenders in the league. Also a sneaky thing, Lamar Jackson hasn't really been Lamar Jackson this year. I know he's coming off the injury, but even before that, he has not been nearly as explosive or efficient through the air. So I think they may want to rely on King Henry, and I think that he will get to at least 86 rushing yards against a suspect Jets defense.
Yeah, to your point about Lamar Jackson, I think last game this past Sunday might have been the worst game of his career. Like, he was dreadful against the Cleveland Browns, but they won the game nonetheless. Lamar also won the Heisman Trophy. How about that for a transition? Let's talk about the Heisman right now. Fernando Mendoza, minus 110. The Indiana quarterback is your odds-on favorite. Julian Sain at Ohio State's plus 200. Marcel Reed, plus 550. Diego Pavia, a guy I talked about earlier this week, was 22-1, now 16-1. Not saying I had anything to do with that, but we did discuss it. How do you see the Heisman Trophy heading into this penultimate week of the regular season in college football?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I think this market is fascinating every year. I think that the inefficiency is that it's often priced like an MVP market when it has often been more like an offensive player of the year market. There is a natural skew to quarterbacks, which is the difference. But I think that the idea that the Big Ten title game is just absolutely going to be the Heisman decider, I'm not really convinced of that. I think if Fernando Mendoza, if he wins the Big Ten title, then he will win the Heisman going undefeated. But you got to account for the 65 to 70% world where he doesn't win the Big Ten title. And where does all of that equity go? Now, a lot of people think that's going to go to Julian Sain. He just hasn't resonated with voters. And I think there's the idea that he is just an excellent player, excellent quarterback, but he is just one member of an absolute super team. And I'm not sure people are going to give him the credit and want to vote for him as the Heisman unless he goes berserk against Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, in which case I think then he would be an inspiring choice. But I think that a lot of outcomes are saying is not the story of Ohio State winning the Big Ten. And if Mendoza goes down in that game and isn't heroic in defeat, then I think there is a vacuum. So who can step up to that vacuum? I'm with you, Femi. I like Diego Pavia. I think that the issue is that with Alabama losing on the weekend, just his path to the playoffs got a little bit more convoluted where now he needs help. Likely, in addition to winning both of his games. But I think certainly at 22-1, I think that his price was too long there. But the guy that I have my eye on at the moment is Jeremiah Love, who's 30-1. I think there is this consensus building that he is the best player in college football, and it's the award for the most outstanding player. And I think that if he finishes really strong, I understand he doesn't have the most marquee matchups, but still, if he finishes really strong, Notre Dame gets into the playoffs, and the idea is that none of the quarterbacks are super inspiring and that everyone feels good about Jeremiah Love. He's finishing third in polling at the moment, and I think that just his case is kind of bubbling, and I think that if Sain doesn't impress, if Mendoza falls over, and if Love kind of has a big signature run these last two games and captures everyone's attention, I think there is a material chance that he is the guy that everyone feels best about, and I think that he should be much closer to half his current price in the market.
Yeah, I think that's very, very interesting because like last year, obviously, we had the non-quarterbacks with Jenty and Hunter. Hunter ended up winning that race there. But to your point, the quarterbacks, I mean, it feels like we're trying to force this thing. Like none of them really seem like true Heisman kind of guys. So Jeremiah Love, I mean, for my money, I think he's the best player in college football. But hey, I don't have a vote. But a lot of other people seem to say that as well. That's interesting. 30-1, Jeremiah Love for the Heisman Trophy. How about in the NFL? We were having this conversation, at least I was talking about it earlier in a 340 segment. The Cleveland Browns right now might be in line for two awards, and this is a team that might win three, maybe four games at the most. The updated win total is at 4.5. I guess, is that possible that the Browns are going to win both awards? And if one of those guys was not to win the award, who do you think is more vulnerable between Myles Garrett and Carson Schwesinger and DPOY and DRoy?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually think they're both fairly appropriately priced in the market now. And usually in these awards, yeah, definitely there is a penalty if your team does feel a bit irrelevant and has a record that carries a stench. The issue is if you're taking shots at these guys, the Browns defense doesn't have a stench. No one blames the Browns defense for the quarterback situation on the other side. And I think that defensive rookie of the year, I don't think team success matters a ton there. I think it helps. I think it certainly could be a tiebreak in a close race. But I think the consensus is forming that Schwesinger has been the best performed defensive rookie of the year. And as you look back through history, like offensive rookie, defensive rookie, team success is not a prerequisite for that award. It just goes to who people think was the best performed rookie. Think to like Garrett Wilson winning on a really bad Jets team, offensive rookie of the year. Justin Herbert with the year that he won on the Chargers. receivers wasn't great. If you go back through defensive rookie as well, like Chase Young and a meh Washington team and so forth. So I think that Schlesinger, if he keeps on this current path, unless someone goes berserk behind him, I think that he is rightfully 70% equity in the market. Garrett's the interesting one because I think that DPOY, there is a little bit more of a team success threshold typically. Certainly Garrett, who probably should have got more consideration last year for the award. Myles Garrett was a better defensive player last year than Trey Hendrickson, and he got crushed by him in the vote because Garrett's team was so irrelevant and had three wins. I think, though, that his statistical gap to everyone else, the fact that he has 15 sacks in 10 games and his biggest challenger, Micah Parsons, has 8 sacks. And I say this as someone who's bet on Parsons a lot and would love Parsons to win, but I think the statistical gap is so severe. And I think that the thing that overcomes the record is Garrett's pedigree and the fact that he is generational as a talent and he's having his best season and that he has a material chance to break the sack record. So I think that his price is fair in market. I think that Schlesinger's price is pretty fair as well. And yeah, I think the 4 and 13 Browns could win two awards this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Incredible. Absolutely love it. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our buddy Jay Croucher, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and on Twitter at CroucherJD. Last one for me, MVP. Stafford's your favorite, plus 135. Drake May, plus 175. We'll see Josh Allen tonight against the Houston Texans. He's at plus 450. Is there a bet to be made heading into this week in the MVP after Stafford took control as the favorite after his win over the Seahawks last Sunday?
Yeah, it's a little boring, but I don't think so. I think this market is pretty reasonably priced at the moment. I think Stafford is the rightful favorite. I think he's a little vulnerable because he is not, I don't think he's a quarterback of the caliber of Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson last year, where it just feels so unlikely that he'd slip over. He wasn't great against the Seahawks, and to be fair, he didn't make the backbreaking mistake or mistakes times four like Darnold did, but I think that he can be got, and it wouldn't be shocking if the rug does get pulled out from him. I think it most likely be in the rematch against the Seahawks in Seattle on a short week in prime time, that Thursday night game later in the season. But Stafford, the reality is he's played 10 games and he has 27 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And I think it's kind of building that everyone wants to vote for Stafford because he's had such a great career. He's won a Super Bowl. He's beloved. He has just enough pedigree, I think, with the sidearm throws, and everyone is going to be cool with Matthew Stafford winning MVP. I think if the Rams get the one seed, I'd be pretty shocked if he lost MVP. Drake May, I think, needs to get the one seed, and I think he needs Stafford to fall over a little bit to actually beat him, but I think he is the clear second favorite. And I think Allen is the clear third favorite. And Josh Allen has the most scope, I think, to just go ballistic down the stretch and take this award away from Stafford and May. But he doesn't have much margin for error. He plays a lot of tough defenses. The opposing defense matters less when you're Josh Allen and you just wear a cape and you can torch any defense. But I think that it doesn't help that he has to go up against defenses like the Texans tonight. He has some tough matchups coming up as well. So I think that Allen is a little bit up against it, but I think he's the third favorite. I grow a little pessimistic on Jonathan Taylor's chances of actually winning MVP. I think his bar is set pretty high, and I think that the quarterbacks are now probably going to be too strong for him to actually win the award. I think it would have to be like 2K rushing, 25 plus touchdowns, gets the one seed and Stafford doesn't get the one seed. And once you price all that out, I don't think 9-1 is a bet. And I don't really think anyone's going to come from the clouds in this award, because I think that Stafford and the fact that someone has to win the AFC East, I think that probably sets too high of a bar for someone to really surge home from nowhere.
30 seconds for this one, and maybe we can save some time for the NBA. Do you have any like wacky thoughts in NFL award markets?
No, I think the only one is comeback player of the year, which I'm hesitant because I've had wacky thoughts the past 2 years there. Well, to be fair, 2 years ago was not a wacky thought. It was anti-wacky thinking DeMar Hamlin would win. But I think that this year, like all these favorites, like they're pretty vulnerable. Dak Prescott is 4-5-1 with a brutal schedule to close. Christian McCaffrey is averaging 3.7 yards per carry on a Niners team that's probably going to finish third in its division. Aiden Hutchinson feels like he hasn't done anything in like 6 weeks, and he's going to finish fourth in Defensive Player of the Year, something like that. So the bet for me in this market would be Stephon Diggs at 22-1, because I think there is a path where he can get to 1,200 plus receiving yards. He can end on an absolute tear. He can go off against the Bills in the return matchup to clinch the division. And he can be seen as the best skill position player by far on a one-seeded Patriots team out of nowhere. And then also has this kind of story arc of, you know, Diggs, I think, had some question marks about his character and his leadership. And now seems like he is kind of a veteran leader on this feel-good Patriots team. So if he goes berserk, and I think he's going to need something like just a monster game against Buffalo, or the following week they play the Ravens, just an explosion in one of those games that can kind of paper over his statistical deficiency compared to McCaffrey in particular. But Diggs at 22-1, I think that's a little bit too long. I don't think at this point he's less likely to win than Aiden Hutchinson. So that would be my wackiest awards take at the moment, Nick, that Stephon Diggs could come from the clouds in that one.
If Derek Queen wins NBA Rookie of the Year after I didn't say it on the air,
yeah, but declared it.
I've been talking about Jalen Duren for a while for Most Improved. Will you come on the show and declare that Nick Kostos is the greatest awards bettor on the planet?
Sure, I'll do that for you, Nick. Derek Queen, that would be a true straight out of the clouds. Not clouds of
would
the
dirt
either. It'd be pretty
would
surprising. If you're... yeah, I don't know. On the New Orleans Pelicans.
You know what I think sometimes? I'm being serious. You know what I think sometimes? You know what I think sometimes? You know, like, you know, Cooper Flagg's awesome and Con Knipple's awesome. How did... Yeah. You know what? I don't want to do this. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next... Well, maybe we won't for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. You do that
Happy
in Australia?
Guys. We don't have Thanksgiving in Australia, but I'm adopted in America.
Well, guess what? Well, sucks for you.
Yeah. I cheer for LeBron and Team USA in the Olympics now.
Yeah. We're
we'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.